Goldberg got me on the line and explained that he hadn't leaked anything, but he did have an appointment. See this fella Thursday, the day of this story, and he'd come to New York, but that Faisal messed it up, and he talked to his press man, but didn't talk to him.
Well,
but he wanted me to know he never would leak the Security Council. I told him I was sure of that, so that's it.
Right, all these times are Eastern Daylight Times. First, the weather is forecast to be very bad out there from starting this morning through at least Friday morning, which is as far as we go in our weather forecasting, excepting only the period from roughly midnight tonight until roughly 4 or 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if we were to go, that 4 or 5 hour period is the only one that appears available as far ahead as we can see. Secondly, the takeoff, the time over target proposed by the commanders now is 1 to 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, our time. Thirdly, the time of takeoff would be the Navy weather aircraft, which is the first one, 10 p.m. tonight, the Air Force aircraft, 11:30 p.m. tonight, the other Navy aircraft, midnight. And that everything indicates to me we should go ahead. I haven't yet told George, and the reason for my call to you is to get a final last check before I do call.
Yes, I would go if that's your recommendation, and if you've got the Joint Chiefs in Westmoreland in hand, that in the light of all this publicity and developments and radio and everything else, that they think this is the time to go,
yes,
and that we're not undertaking any unusual dangers. What did they ever get any pictures of any aircraft?
Well, they don't have any since early this week, but they feel that the communications intelligence collection gives a current indication of moves to increase the defenses, and they have absolutely no indication of any such moves. And I had Buzz check with Westmoreland about 12 noon today on that exact point, and neither by photo reconnaissance nor otherwise, do we have any indication of a buildup of defense?
What do you hear about these boys protesting, these pilots?
Well, Westy, I asked Buzz to ask Westy that specific point. He did. Westy says he hasn't heard any of it himself. He doesn't believe they have, but he can't account where the newspaper or the TV reporter would get it if he didn't get it from pilots. Now, we did have a problem last Saturday. An admiral who came back with the Enterprise, which went into San Francisco Bay for its normal home port assignment after being out on the line out there for several months, made a speech to some Rotary Club or something like that in the Bay Area, in which he's alleged to have said that the pilots were frustrated by the prohibitions on targeting, and that they felt they weren't accomplishing anything and they were losing their lives against unimportant targets. He maintains he didn't say this. It came to my attention about 3 or 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, so we got the... First, we tried to get a text of his speech. He didn't have a text. He spoke from notes. Secondly, we tried to get the Q&A transcript. He didn't have one, so we got as much as we could, and we then forced him to put out a release which stopped the UPI report that had been on the wire up to that time. So the story was killed, but I think probably he was reflecting scuttlebutt on the ship, frustration about targeting. And I think that's what came through in Thailand, Mr. President. They were pleased that they got the order, and then the thing was canceled, and they blew off to reporters. They're too loose-mouthed out there in Thailand anyhow in the Air Force. We had previously taken action to try to stop it. It'd been silent for about 2 or 3 months. This is the first instance we've had since roughly March. But my guess is there was talk out there. It was a function of this frustration, wanting to hit something they weren't allowed to. And then when it was canceled, they spouted off into this claim that, well, the security leak endangered their lives. But Westy maintains he heard nothing about it, hasn't heard anything about it.
Now, on the force, how many are you going to have, 70, 80?
I don't know that yet. We'll have that later tonight.
I suppose they do get in the air battle. Are we going to have some off the side?
Yes,
you got adequate where you got it, where you can really move in?
We believe we have adequate cap. That's one particular point Buzz talked to the chiefs about, and they made a particular mention of it in their orders to commanders.
Now, are you going to follow through pretty quickly on these others everywhere we can?
Yes.
Why don't we just turn?
But the weather's so bad, Mr. President, I don't want to give you too much hope.
Well, I mean, the others are not in this identical area.
Well, not in the exact area, but they're in that delta area. They're subject to roughly the same weather conditions. Now, maybe we can squeeze in because we got into that bridge this morning or last night. But the weather looks very bad. Marginal to unfavorable. Marginal, generally unfavorable. These are the forecasts for Wednesday evening, Thursday morning, Friday morning.
Now, Ronning told us, didn't he, that the Deputy Prime Minister told him that, quoted Fulbright by name,
yes,
and said they wanted to see what to develop from his supporters or something of that.
Well, I don't remember what the, I don't recall it phrased exactly that way. They wanted to see what developed, but as much as it was that I got the impression they believed that there was developing strong opposition in the country based on such statements as those of Fulbright, and they believed, therefore, this country would not persist in its campaign in the South. And I think he used Fulbright's name in that context. It wasn't so much wanting to see what developed as believing that there was developing strong opposition, which would lead to withdrawal.
All right, now there are two things I want to emphasize. One, I want to be sure that we have Westmoreland, the Joint Chiefs, and you and Vance feeling that in the light of all you know, having carefully considered it, your military experience over there, knowing that what the enemy could do during this period, that we are doing, I am doing the right thing when I say go on at 12 o'clock tonight. That's number one. I can be sure that is your unanimous recommendation and your urge that I do it. Is that right?
I dictated a memo of the events today for the record, and I'll just read you a few sentences. At approximately 8:10 a.m. today, I received the following cable from Sharp. And it includes this sentence: forces are ready, weather forecast favorable, request authority to initiate strikes against these targets. Following receipt of the cable, I called General Wheeler to ask if he concurred in Sharp's recommendations that we strike the targets. He strongly recommended the strike. I then called the President and reported to him that Sharp, Wheeler, and I all recommend the strikes be authorized, and so on. Then later on, at approximately 10 o'clock, I got that CBS cable. I include the cable in the memo, and then I say, I sent a copy of the Fromson statement to General Wheeler, and a few minutes later, Cy Vance and I discussed it with him. We asked whether, in view of Fromson's statements, he continued to recommend the strikes be authorized for tonight. He said he did. I asked him to discuss the statement. Westmoreland obtained his recommendation. General Wheeler called Westmoreland, read the Fromson report to him, asked whether Westmoreland recommended the strikes be carried out despite the report. Westmoreland said he did. In telephone conversation with the President, approximately 2:45, I reported that Westmoreland and Wheeler continued to recommend the strikes be carried out tonight, and I supported their recommendations.
Okay. Now then, the second thing, Bob, I want to really hope that we have ample of what we do. I don't want to get in something and have a bay of pigs or suffer because they may shoot down a few of our planes or might catch us off base or the anti-aircraft might get us. I want whatever planes we got to be in the area where you can call them in if you need to as quick as you can.
Well, I don't want to guarantee we won't have losses, Mr. President.
No, I know we're going to have losses, but I just don't want to...
I think we've got everything as...
I just don't want to be a pigs
right
thing. In other words, if you've got 70 in there, and you get in there, and after you're there a while, and you find out that you're in damn trouble, you're in a fight, I want you to get 30
sure
if you need to, and have them an hour off, or 30 minutes off, or 20 minutes off, or something.
Right.
I want that explored. Second thing, I'm giving you a little note this afternoon, because I feel this thing. I've had talks with some folks today on the Hill. Russell's coming in a few minutes.
Yeah.
By the way, I see no reason why I can't tell him about this now. Do you at 5:30?
Well, I think you can, but I think you'd be better off if you didn't, Mr. President, because after this is all over, Hill, it may leak again. You may have another investigation on your hand. If you told him and he says something, just get you mixed up in it.
Well, aren't we going to tell the leaders before the strike?
I wouldn't tell one damn soul about anything until after it's over. Not in view of what's happened, Mr. President.
All right. Now then I wrote you a little note this afternoon. I want it primarily for the record, too, but I really want all the action you
right
can take in
right
view of what the Congress... I want you
right
to sit down to the Joint Chiefs tomorrow and say to them that the president's constantly coming up against this thing that he's holding back and he's not allowing. Now, he wants you to get every damn man out there as quick as you can that Westmoreland can take care of.
Yeah, short of only of calling up reserves, which
that's right. That's right.
Wouldn't help a damn bit, really.
That's right. Well, but you see that they do some planning, and I told him to dictate a note, and he's going to bring it to
me. And I will get it, and then I'll read it to them tomorrow, and we'll take another look. I think I told you that in addition to that brigade that we've added, which will be there the 22nd of August, we think that we can get about 20,000 more men there by the end of the year. I talked to the Secretary of the Army this morning. He's got two additional brigades that were scheduled for January, wanted by Westmoreland in December, and we're going to get them there in December. Then there's 20,000 support personnel that were scheduled to go in the early part of next year. We think we can get in by the end of this year. But beyond that, I don't know of anything we can do. However, I'll get with the chiefs and we'll go over your note and take another look at it.
This is not completely out of the picture even yet, and you can bear this in mind. It might be desirable if this economy just continues to look bad. The market's off 10 points today. I don't know, 8 or 10. I don't know what the significance of it is, but I don't guess it hurts. But I hope, anyway, it's conceivable if we ask for another 10 or 15 billion, that at that time you might want to take them up on their bluff to ask for reserves, and we might ask for some controls of some kind, like consumers and stuff like that. We might really go on an emergency footing to put things in proper perspective. If we decided that we had to go for a tax bill, then we'd go all out. We'd go for all the money we need and for all the authority we need and all the men we need. And say, now we've gone as long as we could. We didn't expect ourselves criticism we did after Vienna. We called them up with nothing for them to do. We wait as long as we can. But now this thing is moving, and we're going to have money, and we're going to have men, we're going to have material.
Right.
So you be thinking about, Russell says, don't worry, I'll give you the authority for 2 years without any question. And I don't know whether he will or not, but we might see.
Sure, I think he will. We don't need it now, at least not the way I see it, for the next 6 or 9 months.
No, but that might put the country in a little state of mind.
Sure, I realize that. You might want it for psychological reasons.
Okay.
Thanks.